And joining us now, the KMZU fifth quarter show, Coach Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans. And I tell you what, Coach Huff, having called that game, that might be the most, I know we had the big game at Salisbury, we had the big second half, and it was all exciting, but I think this might be the most exciting half of football I've seen your Trojans play all year.
You know, Higginsville, I mean, they are what they are. You know, they're a conference champion, I believe, the last 4 years, been state-ranked the last 4 years, and they, you know, they're doing great. And, you know, when you have teams like that, and as a coach, man, you gotta, you need to enjoy it. You know, I've been there as a coach, too, and I kind of look back on it and regret not enjoying those moments. You know, there's just so much pressure, you know, Coach Cook's done a great job, and, you know, tonight our kids came out and played hard, and that was probably the game of football is so much the mental capacity of it. And, you know, a lot of kids, maybe they get told they're not very good or they're not going to win or they're this or they're that. But, you know, what we preached all week of practice was those are 14 to 18 year old kids just like you. There's only 11 of them out on the field. Come out and play hard, you know, challenge yourself to step up to their level. And I thought our kids did that great in the first half. You know, game plan was to have the ball on offense as long as we could, sustain long drives, and that's exactly what we did the first half. I think the first half, Higginsville only ran, I believe, is 13 or 14 plays in the first half, and I know only three plays in the first quarter. So, you know, our kids did a good job. They played hard, you know, Higginsville's just really, really good, and we had to play a flawless game tonight to be successful. And you know, kind of the story of our season, we will have two great plays or three great plays, and then boom, we'll give up a big one. And you know, that's happened to us every week. If you know, we talk about as coaches, if we could eliminate those big plays, and if you took all the scoring plays out against us for most part of the whole year, and you watch film, you know, we're pretty competitive, but we give up those big plays and it kills us in the long run.
Well, it was an awful lot of fun seeing too the new wrinkles that you had in the offense. Is that fair to say?
You know, all year we've been a spread team, you know, multiple formations, stuff like that. And tonight we opened up and just came out in the eye. And again, you know, that's not necessarily, you know, I didn't think that we could physically pound the ball against Higginsville. They got a great defense, but I knew if I was going to preach to our kids all week that, you know, we weren't going to back down from them, that I needed to do something statement-wise to our kids and say, hey, here we go. Let's go. Let's get right after them. And that's why we put the eye in and just decided to try to get downhill. But, you know, like I said, you know, Higginsville's kind of like, they were kind of like a hibernating bear tonight. We were kind of poking them, and uh-oh, they woke up.
Right.
But you know, like I said, that's a great team, and as we get into district play, you know, I wish all the MRVC East teams the best of luck, you know, that game probably made us better as Carrollton Trojans, because it proves that we can compete and play with teams, and it probably does some good for Higginsville as well, just to say, hey, it doesn't matter what a team's record is or what they've done in the past, you know, you better show up to play football for four quarters or somebody might surprise you.
Right, and you know, that's, you mentioned the MRVC East. You know, Holden is, you know, going into tonight, they were seventh in their district, and I'm telling you, they're not the seventh worst team in that district.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're a good ball club, and I don't, you know, like I said, I don't know how it's all going to shake out. And, you know, heck, we're a seventh seed, but you know, we're one score, two score, a couple plays away from being a team that's sitting pretty close to a 500 football team this year, and unfortunately, we're not. So we're going to play the hand that we're dealt and prepare hard. You know, the biggest thing right now is I want our kids to enjoy football. You know, I think a lot of times as coaches, we really, really stress on the game plan and the preparation of who's this guy for, you know, Higginsville or whoever you're playing or what did they do. And, you know, sometimes you forget about that the game of football is fun. And, you know, as I've been in this for 9 years now, and like I said, I made mention of enjoying when you're good, you know, I want to enjoy football. There's so much time and there's too much effort into it to not enjoy it and have fun. And you know, I've really tried to bring that into this year, and I can see it in our kids. I hope they enjoy playing football. And tonight, their effort, they were very loose before the game, and I think they were loose because I was loose. And that's something I'll grow and continue to try to build on as a coach.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, it makes it awful fun when I'm trying to find out – where in the heck Luke Wozni was on your first offensive possession. I'm like, oh, he's a tight end? What?
Yeah, the kid's about, you know, he's about 99.9% of our offense. And like you said, you're used to seeing him get the ball snapped to him and doing everything. And, you know, we weren't trying to hide him. You know, Luke is a former tight end, and he's a darn good tight end. And you know, he'd probably be one of the best ones in the conference, if not the state of Missouri. But, you know, he's got to play quarterback for us. And you know, he does a good job. Luke's a great kid. Tonight was senior night. I got a bunch of really, you know, good kid seniors. You know, we may not be the best football players ever, and we may not be the smartest, but man, I love those kids. And to see them smile and to see them, be proud of their effort tonight, you know, proud of their effort, especially the first half. And just to be at halftime and see what they can do, you know, I'm telling you, you know, we're a 7 seed and we're going to go play somebody really, really good again. But this team, man, they can do something. They just got to believe in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, you know, I commend them on their effort. I made the comment during the broadcast that it looked like to me for at least the first quarter and three quarters of the second quarter that Carrollton lined up and smacked Higginsville right in the chops. And Higginsville wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, and like I said, that game is going to make both teams better. It's going to make Higginsville better. It's going to make Carrollton better. And like I said, that was just the game of football. Like I said, it's blocking, tackling, and running. But at this point in the season, you've told the kid everything. And they're still going to make mistakes. Heck, we made some mistakes tonight. And as a coach, you're like, I told them that. Well, they're kids, you
right.
know, they're kids that whatever you sell to them as a coach, you better buy into it yourself. And I couldn't sell to our kids that we were going to, you know, physically try to compete and try to get after Higginsville without making some adjustments to our scheme. And I think we had some success with it. Obviously, you know, once Higginsville made their adjustments and things, it took it away a little bit, but Higginsville's good. Like I said, I keep saying poking a hibernating bear. I mean,
right.
You know that thing's going to wake up sometime. You just hope maybe you've got enough pokes in it that he can't whoop
recover.
You. But we didn't get quite get enough pokes in tonight. But I think both teams will be better after tonight's game, and I wish them luck, and I hope we can have some success.
Well, I don't know exactly how the district's going to shake out. I know Trenton beat Concordia tonight. I don't know if that's going to matter or anything of that nature. I know Brookfield won. They're going to hang on to that one seed, it appears. So we'll just have to wait till Monday, I guess, and find out how it all shakes out, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to be the 7 seed and we're going to make a travel. I think we're probably, I would say, going to go play East Buck, and they're obviously they beat Lawson last year, state runner-up team. I think they're potentially undefeated. They were at Hamilton tonight. I haven't heard. You know, that stuff doesn't matter. Whoever the heck we play, we're gonna watch film. We're gonna put a game plan together. We're gonna present it to our kids, and we're gonna go to work. And like I said, blocking, tackling, and running, and make the most positive strides we can between, you know, the 6 inches between them ears, or the 4 inches, or however many inches it is. You know, just make those positive strides in that direction there, and make sure we have fun doing it. And that's my goal for the week, and make these kids enjoy football. It's a game that I love. It's a game that's taught me a lot, and I hope I can do the same for our kids.
Absolutely. And I know, as you mentioned, it was senior night tonight, and always a neat time for the kids to get an opportunity to, you know, kind of have their moment in the spotlight, if you will. And I think you guys did a great job with that. And it was a pretty neat halftime show with the fire and everything, too. It was just a really neat experience tonight. That through halftime, I was like, wow, this is going to go right in line with the Royals sweeping their way to the World Series.
Yeah, Carrollton does it right, man. we have a great field. We have a field that we as coaches take a lot of pride in, to making sure it's got one of the best paint jobs around. Our maintenance crew grows the grass nice. Our band director does a great job. Our twirlers, like you said, man, people at Carrollton do it right. I'm very proud to be a Trojan, and I do my best each and every week to put a great product on the field. And sometimes we don't do so great, but as long as those kids can learn from the game of football and continue to strive and improve, there's no place I'd rather be.
And maybe, just maybe, we'll put four quarters together next week, regardless of who it is, and we'll just let them fall where they may, right?
Screw that, man. Four quarters of football, it can get scary. We've played two really good quarters against Higginsville, two really good quarters against Salisbury, and, you know, played two good quarters against Lexington. But, you know, if we can put it together, man, it could be fun. You know, and those kids got to believe that more than anything. Coach Huff can't say it. Coach Barker, Coach Hundley, Coach Manning, we said it to them. So, you know, and I told our kids, there ain't much more boys I can say to you. It's got to come from within. And tonight, I think it clicked a little bit with them. And I could tell it Thursday at practice, and I could tell it today at devotional and team meetings that those kids, they were a little bit different today. And I hope we can continue to carry on with it and see where it takes us.
All right, Coach. Again, you know, good job, and we'll look forward to speaking with you maybe throughout the week next week and talk to you before that first district game.
All right, bud. Sounds good.
Coach Greg Huff on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show.